province. It's an unimportant backwater of the empire, located in the Orion Spur of the Perseus arm of the Milky Way galaxy. Despite our insignificance, humanity must strive to serve our betters with enthusiasm. Battlefleet 921. Our local battlefleet is perhaps the most amazing of the many gifts our beloved empire has bestowed upon us. Consisting of 1,000 vast ships, the fleet has only visited Earth once, to our good fortune. On that thrilling day in the year 2051, the fleet silvered our skies as they do any planet they visit. Provincial battlefleets are normally tasked with delivering ultimatums of annexation to newly discovered civilizations, or charged with punishing those that fail to obey the galactics. Both missions are necessary tasks to maintain order and expand the rule of law. Battlefleet 921 possesses the weaponry to reduce any world in the province to ash, but to obedient beings, it represents a comforting, protective strength. Recent addendum. Unfortunately, Battlefleet 921 has been recalled to the core system to help resolve unspecified disturbances. Humanity's faithful service. As a level 2 civilization within the glorious empire, we've recently been awarded the title of local enforcers and tasked with maintaining order inside the borders of Frontier 921. The local battle fleet may no longer be available to support our efforts, but we will soldier on determinedly. Earth's Legions. Maintaining a century-old tradition, Earth's spacefaring legions still march to the stars, serving the highest bidder. Legion Varus. The most notorious of all Earth's legions, Varus is often maligned by the press and the rest of our military. It's unknown exactly what purpose they serve, but it is understood that they perform missions no other legion would care to undertake. I love honor more than I fear death. Julius Caesar, 51 B.C. Chapter 1. I was born on Earth, a craptastic planet in the middle of Frontier 921. We were about as far from the core systems at the center of our galaxy as you could get, and therefore we were about as unimportant as a civilization could be within the Galactic Empire. When Galactics visited us, which they rarely did, they invariably complained about how cold and dark it was out here along the Perseus Arm. Our solitary sun was dim and dull to them, as they were creatures accustomed to the nearness of 1,000 ancient stars. As far as they were concerned, we lived in a desert, light years from the next stellar source of heat and life. I didn't care what the Galactics thought about Earth. It was my home, and I loved her. The Imperial types always made a point of sneering at our relative poverty and pathetic tech as well. But that didn't bother me. Throughout my short lifespan, my family and I had been carving out a low-wage living on our backwater world. It was only over the last year or so that we'd gathered enough hard-worn credits to begin enjoying ourselves. From my point of view, things were looking up. My parents had managed to get real jobs again, and new hope. As soon as they could manage it, they took their scraped-together fortune and left Atlanta. They moved to the Georgia countryside, down around Waycross. They couldn't afford much land, but managed to find a freestanding place with a few overgrown acres around it. The house was more than a century old, and the scrub land looked like no one had farmed or even trimmed it for nearly that long. What surprised me the most was the structure itself, which was built with actual wood. I didn't believe it until I went down into the basement and ran my hands over the bare, splintery stuff myself. The best part of moving out of the city and into the sticks was that I got my own room out of the deal. It wasn't a bedroom, not exactly. It was more like a freestanding shed, which had been converted into a living